How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer with Keech Hagee, the reporter who turned her very careful note-taking, and all of her researchers are thanked at the end of her book. An enormous amount of reporting here to give us the optimist, Sam Altman, OpenAI, and the race to invent the future. Now we follow the protagonist, our Horatio Alger figure. It is St. Louis and a family living in a very comfortable house where you can walk to school, something like I lived in the 1950s. I thought I was lost forever, but this is the 1980s and 90s. Sam Altman is the son of, not the eldest son, not the youngest son, and not all boys either, of Jerry and Connie. Who are they? How are they critical to Sam's formation?
Jerry Altman was a very idealistic real estate developer who started his career working in affordable housing. And, you know, like Connie, they both came from Jewish families from Clayton, which is a Tony suburb on the outskirts of St. Louis. So they came from sort of the same worlds in many ways. And Jerry was a dreamer and he was an idealistic person. And he spent a lot of his early career trying to create these public-private partnerships, try to figure out ways to get government to make it so that businesses wanted to invest and house poor people. And I think that growing up in St. Louis in the 60s, when things were really challenging, the racial dynamic was really hard there, really shaped who he became. Connie was very ambitious. She was a doctor. She became a dermatologist in part because that was a form of being a doctor where she could be home for dinner and cook for four children and kind of control her schedule. But she was, you know, very bright, but very, very ambitious. And they had four kids, and Sam was the eldest. And just from the very beginning, you know, Connie said that Sam seemed to understand how the world worked and was just a completely, she didn't really realize how special he was until the other kids, who were all very bright as well, came along and she realized that Sam was kind of on another plane altogether.
Yes, Sam Altman's brothers are important to him, and they are important today. And his sister is very important to him, the youngest sister, Annie. But I want to focus on Mom. Okay, Mom is ambitious and she's skillful, and she has a belief system that's very influential of Sam. As I recall, they do have a temple and there is a tension to Judaism. But Connie, how is it that she sees the world influencing Sam?
So Connie, the thing that sticks out to me from talking to people who knew Connie is that, you know, she was back at work 2 weeks after giving birth. And I realized for that, you know, generation, that was not totally unusual, but she was an absolute workhorse. She, you know, was the main breadwinner for the family, her dermatology practice. She was also an entrepreneur because, you know, she broke off and had her own practice. So she was running this thing as a business. Yet she also had very kind of traditional values in that she thought it was important that the family sat down to dinner together, that she cooked every single night. And she did not hover over her children and say, you know, is your homework done? But she set a very clear example of expectations. And, you know, they all went to the very best schools and turned out to be very, very ambitious.
Sam was much on the, Jerry was much on the road, and there was tension in the marriage because Connie was then given the burden of four children plus her own ambitions. And of course, that's impossible, but, you know, that's the way it was lived in the 20th century. And Sam early on formed a conversational level with his mother that led him to being candid about his sexuality and about everything else. A wonderful relationship. Does he remember it that way?
That particular conversation, I think, was a little bit tough. It was, you know, St. Louis in the 90s was still a pretty conservative place, still is a relatively conservative place. And while they had a very strong relationship and still do to this day, when Sam came out to his mom when he was 16 years old, you know, her first response was, "Are you sure?" You know, like, because she had treated AIDS patients as a dermatologist in the 80s, been right there at the sort of epicenter of the plague. And in her mind, to be gay was to be perhaps really at risk for your health. So I think it was hard for her in the beginning to accept that. But she, you know, came around, and they, you know, they have a very strong relationship to this day.
The choice of John Burroughs School, it wasn't immediate. What does it represent to Sam today?
John Burroughs School is extremely important to Sam. I think it's one of the things that shaped him most deeply, not least because he did not end up finishing college. So he started out in public school because the whole point of living in a place like Clayton is that public schools are great and you can send your kids to public school there. And they were great. But, you know, by middle school, things were like a little disruptive in the science class, and he was clearly so brilliant. So sort of somewhat grudgingly, they decided, OK, we're going to put him in private school. And John Burroughs School is really a special place. Like, yes, it's a fancy private school, but it has this kind of moral center that your job is to learn how to be the kind of person that makes the world a better place. It's very progressive. And I think you can see its imprint on him in all his essays and the way he looks at his responsibility.
There is this quote from Andy Abbott, the head of the John Burroughs School. "His personality kind of reminded me of Malcolm Gladwell," Abbott remembered. "He can talk about anything, and it's really interesting. It's that way about computers, and it's that way about Faulkner, and it's that way about politics, and it's that way about human rights. It just seemed like he had read everything, and he had an interesting take on it. And at that point, Keach, I wasn't sure where we were going. Is this a geek who spends his time by himself with a computer? Sam is charismatic. Sam is a salesman. Is that what's important here?"
I do think that's one of the things that's most important. He really did have books on like C++ or whatever on his bookshelf. So he had a legitimate deep interest in technology and was in the ham radio club, and he really loved technology. But yes, he could charm any single person and connect with any single person on their own particular passion in a way that was unsettling for a teenager.
Sam can apply to anywhere he wants from John Burroughs School, Harvard, the University of North Carolina, and Stanford University, but it's Stanford that will be the pick, and Silicon Valley. The book is The Optimist, Sam Altman, OpenAI, and the Race to Invent the Future. Keach Hagee is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.